Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Years back, I had a conversation with a potential client who was a star in their company, and their exit strategy was hitting the thought leadership market. When I wasn't selected, I asked why, and I never forgot what they said. We went with Billy Bob because he was well known. I wished him well and sent out a little prayer. As many folks gear up their marketing campaigns now, we need to separate the glitter from the gold. Here's what to look for. First off, knowledge of your new market. Now, I'm not talking about industry. You know that already. I'm talking about market segment. Make sure the prominent person you're looking at has a good track record for where you are going. For example, if you're a speaker in the boot camp business, you want those who have helped generate sales in that format, not someone who gets speaking engagements for famous people in the association markets. You want to make sure that they know the nuance of that segment that you don't. Second, check out their role with their other clients. I'll use myself as an example. I make very clear that I do not write marketing copy or design websites. I'm the one that makes sure those tools are on target. Here's why. It's common that people will take credit for results that they had a minor role in. So go beyond the track record and ask something like, "What role did you play in this result? What specifically were you responsible for?" And read between the lines. Compare what they did to what you need. Now, let me repeat that last line. Compare the answers with what you need. Because as a possible client, you have the most power during the sales process. So ask those killer questions. Once you've committed and in the process, it's much harder to navigate any misunderstandings. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.